What if I told you a company that makes tiny, intricate optical components, the kind of thing most executives never think about, saw its stock jump 135% in the first half of 2026? This isn't a fluke. It's a signal of a massive shift happening right now at the heart of our digital infrastructure, a shift driven entirely by the relentless demands of artificial intelligence. And if you're not paying attention, you're already behind. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly strategic briefing for professionals in U.S. and European manufacturing, trading, and technology. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking a revolution in the plumbing of the digital world. The insatiable demand for AI is forcing a complete redesign of how data moves inside our data centers. We're moving from copper wires to light, and not just between servers, but right inside the chips themselves. The story this week is about a technology called co-packaged optics, or CPO. It's moving from the lab to mass deployment, and it's creating enormous opportunities and threats for Western industry.
Exactly. We're seeing a cascade of announcements that confirm this trend. Marvel is spending $3 billion to acquire CPO technology. NVIDIA is investing $1 billion in Nokia's optical division. And companies like Lightmatter are demonstrating interconnects with speeds that were unthinkable just a few years ago. This isn't an incremental upgrade, it's a foundational change.
All right, Troy, let's start with the basics. We're hearing a lot of acronyms, CPO, NPO, silicon photonics. For the executive who doesn't live and breathe this, what is co-packaged optics and why is it suddenly the most important topic in data centers?
Think of it this way. For years, we've used pluggable optical modules. There are little boxes on the outside of a server that convert electrical signals to light to send data over fiber optic cables. It's effective, but the electrical signal has to travel several inches over a circuit board, which consumes a lot of power and creates a speed bottleneck. CPO, or co-packaged optics, moves that conversion process directly inside the same package as the main processor, the GPU or the AI accelerator.
So you're shrinking the distance the electricity has to travel from inches to millimeters?
Precisely. And that fundamentally changes the power and performance equation. We're seeing this play out in real time. At Computex 2026, YWIN and its partner IR Labs demonstrated a CPO system that offers 5 to 10 times higher bandwidth and 4 to 8 times better power efficiency than copper. Lightmatter just unveiled its Passage M1000 interposer, which enables an astonishing 114 terabits per second of I/O. These aren't theoretical numbers. This is the hardware needed to connect thousands of GPUs into what Coherent calls a single giant GPU for AI training.
So for a US or European manufacturer, what does this shift from pluggable modules to CPO actually mean?
It's a complete supply chain disruption. If you manufacture traditional circuit boards or copper connectors for data centers, your market is under threat. But if you're in advanced materials, precision manufacturing, or photonics, it's a massive opportunity. We're talking about new demand for components like indium phosphide lasers, which Lumentum specializes in, or the high-performance detachable optical connectors that Intel Foundry just showcased at ECTC 2026. European firms like Germany's QANT are even developing entire photonic AI chips that compute with light itself. The manufacturing challenge is now about heterogeneous integration, bonding silicon photonic chiplets directly to processor packages.
And for the trading companies and distributors who source these components?
They need to understand the roadmap. The analyst firm Pandaily predicts an explosion in near-packaged optics, or NPO, a stepping stone to CPO, between now and 2027. CPO is the ultimate goal. Distributors need to be securing partnerships with the new leaders like AR Labs, Lightmatter, and the CPO divisions of giants like Intel and Marvel. They must stock new types of components, laser sources, optical engines, and specialized fiber interfaces. Market timing is critical.
So what's the one thing an executive should be doing right now?
Audit your technology roadmap and supply chain against the CPO transition. Ask your engineering teams and your suppliers where they stand on silicon photonics and heterogeneous integration. This technology isn't 5 years away. Major players like Broadcom and NVIDIA are already shipping co-packaged switches. If this isn't in your strategic plan for the next 18 months, you are at risk of being designed out of the next generation of AI infrastructure.
This kind of technological shift always brings a wave of investment and consolidation. Troy, the numbers we're seeing this week are staggering.
They are. The market is placing huge bets on the winners of this optical transition. The most significant move was Marvell's acquisition of Celestial AI in December 2025 for approximately $3 billion. They didn't buy a product, they bought core CPO technology and the expert team behind it. This is a clear signal that owning this IP is seen as critical for survival.
And it's not just M&A, it's direct investment. You mentioned NVIDIA earlier.
Yes, NVIDIA's strategic $1 billion investment in Nokia, made in October 2025, is having a massive impact. S&P Global now forecasts Nokia's optical network revenue will surge 31% to $4 billion this year alone. Similarly, Lumentum Holdings, a key supplier of optical components, has delivered a 135% year-to-date return. The market understands that every dollar spent on NVIDIA GPUs requires a significant corresponding investment in the optical network to connect them.
So, what's the intelligence here for a mid-sized U.S. component manufacturer or a European equipment maker?
The landscape is consolidating very quickly. You have to assess your position. If you have unique, defensible IP in areas like laser technology, thermal management for optical engines, or wafer-level testing, you are now a prime acquisition target. If you don't, you face intense competition from giants like Marvell, Broadcom, and Intel, who are building vertically integrated solutions. European manufacturers need to leverage consortiums like EPIC to pool resources and stay competitive.
What about for trading and distribution companies? This must create a lot of uncertainty.
It creates both uncertainty and opportunity. Your trusted supplier of 20 years could be acquired tomorrow, and your terms could change overnight. You need to diversify your sourcing and build relationships with the emerging, venture-backed players. EPIC Photonics just reported 26 M&A deals and 45 major investment rounds in May 2026 alone. Tracking that deal flow is now essential market intelligence for anticipating supply chain shifts and identifying the next Lumentum.
So the actionable insight is about partnerships?
Yes, it's time to reevaluate every strategic partnership in your supply chain. For manufacturers, that might mean seeking an alliance with a larger player or doubling down on R&D to create that piece of IP that makes you indispensable. For distributors, it means not waiting for the new product catalog, but actively engaging with the companies receiving venture funding to secure future supply. In this market, you either consolidate or get consolidated.
Troy, so far we focused entirely on AI data centers because that's where the money is flowing. But photonics is a foundational technology. Where else are we seeing breakthroughs that Western companies should be tracking?
That's a critical point. While AI is the catalyst, the advancements are spilling over into other deep tech sectors. The most significant is quantum computing. This week, US-based PsiQuantum unveiled its Omega quantum photonic chipset. Critically, it's being manufactured on standard wafers and GlobalFoundries, and they've already signed a $100 million letter of intent with the U.S. Department of Commerce under the CHIPS Act.
A quantum computer built with light, manufactured in a standard semiconductor fab? That sounds like a big step toward commercial viability.
It is. It signals a convergence. The same silicon photonics manufacturing expertise being developed for CPO and data centers can be leveraged for quantum systems. Another key area is advanced manufacturing and automation. Fujitsu in Japan just completed a demonstration using NTT's IOWN all-photonics network, combined with AI, to conduct inspections in an industrial complex. The low latency of a pure optical network allows for real-time digital twins of complex industrial sites.
And I saw reports about energy and sustainability. That feels like a completely different world.
It is, but it's connected by the same core technology. The precise control of light. In Germany, a company called Focused Energy just raised a $240 million Series A round to advance laser-driven nuclear fusion. And at a more fundamental research level, Photonic Spectra reported on a new light-based process that can break down plastic waste while simultaneously generating clean fuel like hydrogen.
So, for a European manufacturer of, say, industrial sensors or lasers, what's the takeaway?
The takeaway is that your addressable market is expanding dramatically. A company making high-power lasers might have focused on materials processing, but now they have an emerging customer in laser fusion. A firm specializing in precision optical sensors could find applications in quantum computing or robotics. The new technology that enables a virtual screen for 3D machine vision could revolutionize factory automation and logistics. These are new, high-margin opportunities outside the hyper-competitive data center space.
And for distributors, this sounds like it requires a lot more specialization.
Absolutely. Sourcing components for a quantum company like PsiQuantum or a fusion company like Focused Energy requires a different level of technical expertise and quality assurance than sourcing for data center hardware. It's about building deep relationships with these R&D-intensive companies early on, understanding their unique needs, and positioning yourself as a critical partner in their journey to commercialization.
The actionable advice here seems to be about looking past the obvious.
Exactly. Executives should dedicate a portion of their R&D and business development efforts to scouting these adjacent markets. The AI data center is the opportunity for today and tomorrow. Quantum, advanced robotics, and sustainable photonics are the multi-trillion dollar opportunities of the next decade, and the groundwork is being laid right now.
All right, Troy, let's bring it all together. A huge amount of information this week, but it all points in one direction. What are the key strategic takeaways for U.S. and European executives?
I see three clear directives. First, the shift to co-packaged optics is immediate and accelerating. It is not a future trend. It is the central strategic challenge for data infrastructure today. The roadmap from pluggables to MPO, which is expected to see explosive adoption in 2026 and 2027, and then to full CPO, is the new reality. Your product and supply chain strategy must reflect this now.
Second, the money is forcing consolidation.
Correct. Consolidate or be consolidated. With multi-billion dollar acquisitions like Marvell's and massive strategic investments from players like NVIDIA, the industry is reforming around a few integrated giants. Mid-sized Western companies must urgently secure their intellectual property and form strategic alliances to ensure they have a role to play in the new supply chain.
And finally, look beyond the data center.
Precisely. Photonics is more than just communication. While AI is driving the volume today, the highest value applications may come from emerging sectors like quantum computing, industrial automation, and green energy. The US and Europe have strong leadership positions in the underlying R&D here. The challenge is to translate that leadership into manufacturing and supply chain dominance for the industries of tomorrow.
An intense and pivotal week. The speed of this transition is truly remarkable. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Be sure to subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence on your podcast platform of choice so you don't miss our next analysis. We'll be back next week with another essential briefing for U.S. and European industry leaders. Join us then.